Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On the line, we have Dr. David Katz. If his voice sounds familiar to you, it's probably because he does have a show on Chai FM. It's called The War Room, which is on Mondays, which is today at 6 o'clock. Good morning, David, and how are you?
Good morning. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you could please just set the scene for us, where were you 32 years ago today on the 27th of April, 1994?
Well, I remember it very well. I was in a massive queue of voters. I believe this was the day that the first democratic elections took place. And what a privilege. We were part of a crowd of thousands heading towards Norwood School.
Oh, yeah.
And in the queue was just everybody, blacks, whites, and everybody from every corner of the from every racial group in South Africa, which was something absolutely unique. All sitting in these long queues. I think it took us 3 hours to get to vote. But what a pleasure to be in that queue and be part of the banter, the fantastic banter, and to be part of an absolutely historic moment. And coming also out of a very, very difficult period in the lead up to the elections. And the relief that we had got to that day and managed to cast our vote and avoid civil wars and absolute public mayhem. And that was all avoided in some type of a miracle. So that's how I remember the day.
So you actually alluded to it, and I'm glad you did, about how, you know, it was a little bit on a knife edge at some point, and that, you know, we look back on the day and there's all feelings of hope and optimism. And thank God everything really went according to plan. But, you know, there was a real possibility that actually it might have not gone according to plan.
No, absolutely. It was on a nice edge, as you say. There were many incidents in the lead up to the election, both political and violent. Mm-hmm. Lots of opportunities for this to be derailed and to go wrong. And as I said, both violence-wise and politically-wise, there were a lot of different forces jostling for positions prior to the election. I remember the Inkatha Freedom Party came mm-hmm. in very, very late yeah. into the election. It almost torpedoed the entire election. I think they came on a week before. There was a little sticker that they had to put onto the ballot papers because it was too late to print the IFP on the ballot papers. If the IFP would have stood back from the election, it would have been another issue. Then you had the issues of the Afrikaner Weerstandbeweging, the AWB under Eugene de Blanche, invading Mafeking, and the mayhem that was involved there. Just tons of Boipatong was another one. The Boipatong massacre. Over a period of 2-3 years, I mean, there was also the assassination of Chris Hardy. That was on a knife edge. There was the invasion of the negotiations, also by the AWB. So there was plenty of action on the lead up, plenty of opportunities for this whole thing to go wrong, and by some miracle, honestly, and by the bravery of those people negotiating and looking for a peaceful avenue out of this. We've managed to bring this all together in what it can only be described as a miracle and have this peaceful transition over to a democratic society. Unbelievable to be part of that.
You know, you brought back a lot of memories there, and I remember watching multiple documentaries, and I actually, some of the things you were mentioning there brought back some goosebumps, because you're right, there was a time when, you know, we might have not been in the position that we are in right now. But looking back, can we say, I mean, based on what we look at, how things are currently in South Africa, have we achieved freedom?
No, absolutely. We must divorce the current government and the politics from the event of turning this into a democratic society.
Right.
The apartheid regime was completely unsustainable. Not only from a moral point of view, just from an economic point of view, but let's just go back to the moral point of view. It's mm-hmm. completely unsustainable. I mean, it could not and should not have survived. And its demise signaled the freedom for everybody that lived in South Africa, not only black people, who were denied the vote for many years, and participation and their political aspirations were denied. So not only for them was it freedom, but can I call them the oppressors? It was freedom for the oppressors also, because to subjugate people is a heavy burden on the heart and the spirit. So that had to end. So I look at where the way South Africa's turned out today, and politically it may not be where we want to be, and economically it may not be where we want to be. And some of the promises that were thought about in 1994 have not been fulfilled. I mean, I understand that fully, but the alternative was just not possible. It was not possible to bear or sustain the alternative. So we came through all of that, and it hasn't worked out. This is a work in progress. Unfortunately, it's been a longer work in progress than anywhere one of us would have liked. But certainly it's been groundbreaking, and the democratic elections set the foundation for what South Africa, the possibilities, it unlocked the possibilities of what this country could be. And we're in the messy middle right now, and it's some of the aspects that we live in today are not fun, but I think we've proven that we have the mettle, we have the ability, and we got that miracle behind us that will sustain us and get us through this, and we will eventually become the society that we hoped for in 1994.
So free and fair elections are probably one key of a democratic society, and something that obviously is a massive part of it, but it's not actually all the bees and ends all of what makes up a democratic society. What are the other key points that, you know, we have to make sure that we maintain and keep to, so we enjoy the same liberties that we fought so hard for?
Well, have a look at our freedom of speech, for instance. I mean, we can have very, very difficult conversations in South Africa that are not possible in first world Western civilized countries in Europe. It's unbelievable the amount of freedom of speech that we have to criticize the government, to propagate our points of view. So we have we've got a magnificent press here also, and our social media, which is completely a very important role to play now, and completely outspoken against some of the policies of the government. So we need to cherish it. That's an important part of our freedom, and an important part of democracy is this freedom of speech that we enjoy. That has come under attack, I must say, on numerous occasions.
Yes.
But we've been able to fend it off and proceed with an incredible amount of leeway on the freedom of speech side. On the other hand, let me present another hand. The violence in this country, the criminal violence, and the sheer corruption is a threat to democracy.
Right.
That is a direct threat to democracy. It's impossible to exercise your democratic rights in an environment that is filled with criminality and corruption. So that is something that we need to turn around. And we've got to turn around quickly in order to retrieve the situation. So that's the yin and the yang of where we are now. So we enjoy the finest constitution in the world. We are unable to implement a lot of its provisions and do not have the will to implement some of its provisions. So that needs to be done. We don't have the will, it doesn't seem. We don't have the will to fight the corruption and fight the criminality at this stage. So those are the threats to our democracy.
So just to end off, Doctor, and I apologize for putting you on the spot here, but should we be proud of ourselves? Is it okay? Have we done well? Should we be proud?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. As I said before, I think the miracle that we were able to pull off in 1994, we indeed can be very, very proud of ourselves. Have we to a certain extent betrayed the promise of 1994, the whole concept of Rainbow Nation? We were living a little bit in La La Land when we conceived all these ideas in 1994. We thought it would all be okay after years and years of oppression and apartheid. Maybe we were a little naive at the end of the day. So we can't be proud of that. I think we can be proud of the foundation that we built in 1994. It's a solid, actually, very solid, and stood the test of time. It's a solid foundation that we can build upon. I'm not proud of the fact of where we are and where we should have been. We should have been a lot further down the road to becoming one of the most fantastic countries in the world. To some extent, we haven't fulfilled that promise. And I'm not proud of that. We're all part of the issue there.
Right.
And I think we all need to pull together to make sure that we fulfill that promise. So yes, it's a mixed message. Very proud on the one hand, concerned and a little less proud on the other hand.
Dr. Katz, always balanced and insightful as always. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy your Freedom Day. Enjoy your day off. I hope you do something very, really cool. And just a reminder, you can join Dr. Katz on Chai FM on a Monday at 6 o'clock on his show, which is called The War Room. Thank you so much for your time.